This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Thousands of airline flights already canceled this morning as many Americans try to get home for the holidays or travel for the new year. The Department of Transportation says it will look into the many flight cancellations by Southwest Airlines that have left travelers stranded at airports across the country as that brutal winter storm killed dozens of people. Southwest's Jay McVeigh says,
as the storm continued to sweep across the country, it continued to impact many of our larger stations, and so the cancellations just compiled one after another.
He was heard there on KTRK-TV. And in storm-battered western New York this morning,
lake effect snows are pretty much over. There's still a little bit of snow coming off of Lake Ontario, but with respect to Buffalo, definitely quieter weather going forward.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec says Buffalo got 49 inches of snow already.
Definitely was a historic event. Looks like the temperatures this week will be warming up pretty nicely. So there will be some melting. Temperatures by Wednesday, by Wednesday, 40 degrees, 46 by Thursday, even in the lower 50s by Friday.
That's the good news. But many Americans are wrestling with broken water pipes and flooded homes because of the frigid weather. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
It's happening across the country. In Connecticut, an elderly woman confronted with an inch of water in her bedroom after a pipe upstairs in her home cracked from the cold. In the Deep South, public water systems are in jeopardy as burst pipes leak out millions of gallons of water. In Shreveport, Louisiana, some residents don't have running water. In Selma, Alabama, the mayor's declared a state of emergency because of limited water supplies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China is ending COVID quarantines for travelers from abroad. Mega Millions tonight, it's worth more than $500 million. This is AP News. Now to Iran and a former soccer player who says his family, who wanted to leave, was stopped. The AP's Karen Shamas with what happened to them.
A well-known former Iranian soccer player has said his wife and daughter were prevented from leaving Iran. Ali Dayi, who has expressed support for anti-government protests in Iran, has said the flight they were on was diverted to Iran's Kish Island. Once there, they were questioned by authorities. Dayi has said his own passport was briefly confiscated after returning to the country earlier this year. A news agency known to be close to the Revolutionary Guard said a travel ban was imposed on Dai's wife earlier this month because of her support for the protests. It said she tried to illegally bypass the ban and that her final destination was the U.S. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia is warning Ukraine to, quote, demilitarize and denazify, it says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.